permanent member who's here today.
I'm Maina Lesoma, acting chair. Honorable Ntate Ntombela, member of the committee. Honorable Khosa, Honorable Dress, Raider, it's for you. Honorable Susan Matubazana Dlamini, you can say Matlamini Dubazana. And Honorable Van der Vaart, and Honorable Young Bloat, and Bloat, and Honorable Raider, which is your good self. So all of us, we know each other now. And no, he knows them, but also this is our content advisor for the portfolio committee, Mr. Julius, and Mr. Mascole, he likes to call himself something else, but I'll say portfolio committee secretary. And that one who's laughing behind my back there is Fungile, our admin support. But this is a gentleman. It's very important that I must reintroduce him, who confuses 10 o'clock and 9, 9:30, and he thinks it's the same. Yeah, he's the culprit. On this one, I'm not involved. You must watch the space. But during this meeting as well, it will happen now. We are all welcome, honorable members. May I just deal with the issue of time also, Julia Maswale? Can you ensure that our meeting starts at 9:30? No 10 o'clock, regardless of what, unless the house chair suggests that we change our starting time and all that. But it will help us so that between the sitting and the portfolio committees, we do have a me time to ourselves so that we can refresh our minds as well. We will deal with the apologies. We've got two apologies from, there are three. It's Honorable Makause, and Honorable Professor Msimang, and Honorable Nyamezeli Boy, and also the other one, which I have to repeat it, Honorable Velma. She's still abroad. We have to still just repeat that apology for record purposes. Those are the apologies from our side that we have. Are there any other apologies? Okay. Honorable Dawi is here. And what happened to Honorable Kasim? Okay, it's fine. Okay. I must say upfront, honorable members, today it's our... No, not yet. It's dealing with the youth issues. Young people... Honorable Padavat, please, I did ask you yesterday, and I'm pleading, and it's going to be worse with Honorable Matubazana, I know. At least I'll have my phone off today.
Keep it on media 24, you might
need
it.
No, you're there, why have to have my phone on?
You
missed it yesterday. Yeah. Maybe you get a promotion, you don't know.
I don't care. I don't want to hear it in the meeting. No, we're stuck together, I'm telling you. With that, I was saying that we're not expecting any officials to be present today because we're dealing with the issue that, in terms of the minutes, we have to adopt them. In terms of the oversight report, it's our report, it's not theirs. In terms of which I'll talk to it when we deal with that matter, is the Public Service Commission amendment. Sorry? Yes. Yes, I've spoken about it. Yes. Okay, thank you. Honorable members, let's start with a minute as per our program indicates. If there are no other apologies from anyone. May I take that we are accepting the apologies as presented?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay. May we start with the minutes of the 21st of June 2017 and Member Van der Vaart, Young Bloat, even myself, I was present. Will assist in terms of this minute, 21st of June. Page 1. Page 2. of a housekeeping matter, but point two, I'll see by show of hands indicating who wants to speak on this one. And page three, may we also just look at the consideration and what does it say? Or it was the minutes. And also 3.1 and 3.2, both were minutes. Under observations, any mover? Thank you, Honorable Van der Walt. And it seems as though I can't move because I'm chairing today, unfortunately. Thank you so much, Honorable Young Flood. But for resolution tracking also, we must factor in this one so that we can get a report in terms of that activity, program. Yes. That will bring us to the minutes of the... I started on 21st. 14 comes before 21st. It's fine. May we go to the 14 minutes of the 14th? I should have followed the date. I'm sorry, honorable members. My apology on that. Minutes of the 14th of June. I was present. Honorable Dombela was here. Honorable Van der Vaart, Young Blood, and yes. Okay. Page one, it's more of a, and page two, it's more of a housekeeping matters. Page three, it was the briefing from NSG. Page four, it was just a report. It's more of a straightforward report. There are no recommendations as well on this one. May I, if there are no comments or corrections or English, your flute. Are you okay today, ma'am? In terms of the minutes? Okay. May we get the mover? Yes, please.
If you recall 6.1, that was the issue of doing business with the state and all that. Just that last sentence, is that correct? Committee was advised that the department felt that 6 months was enough to allow the participants to decide whether they want to resign or refrain.
Yeah, no, thanks for saying that. To resign from their interest.
Yes. They got a window
period, but it's gone now.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. So maybe we should rephrase that to refer... some legal implications.
Yeah, if we adopt it as such.
Maybe we should just say
the window theory was explained and leave it as such, yeah. So that we don't put other things, because continuously then we'll get the status report in terms of declaration and also what has done, have the department done with those ones who haven't declared. Yeah, thanks so much on that one, because it was going to send a wrong message. I will still just go through quickly also. And if we are happy members, then with that correction that was made, so that it reflects the intention of the committee and also... The minister's, what is it called, secular, in terms of declaration. Shall we then, honorable members, get a mover and a seconder? You are present, honorable Dombela, thank you so much. A seconder? Thank you, Honorable Van der Waal, to that one. Thanks so much. That will bring us to the 15th of August. Honorable Dau van der Waal, Young Blood, and, then Honorable Dau and Honorable Young Blood, you'll assist us in terms of these ones. Okay, you can sit here.
Do you have a quorum?
No, we don't need to. No, I'm kidding. Sit that next to Maduasa. No, I thought you wanted to come and join us.
No, I thought you were going to quorum.
No, you can see we do. And excuse me, the meeting is on session. Don't disturb my meeting. I'm an actor, but please don't. Yeah. Okay, well, then still concentrating. Is your hand up, ma'am? And your honourable member, there's through chair. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you, honourable member. First, thank you for the 10 minutes that I will leave.
Okay, you are most welcome. Yes, ma'am.
No, thank you, Chair. I was just saying if the member is interested, I mean, as a member of parliament, he has got the right to sit in any committee. He can sit if he does have enough time to sit with us, then to sit at the back.
Because, you know, we have a special relationship, so this is
Honourable Mdow, Honourable Father Young Blood, please guide us. Any corrections that would like? We are happy. Can we both of you move and second?
No, we can't. We only one.
It's one. So how do you deal with it then? Legally speaking?
You can't.
No. Wait, I'm just asking because the committee, in terms of its city, we can.
So you can vote. You weren't the chairperson. So you can second all.
Because we are adopting them and correcting them, and there are no corrections. But the trick is that the people that, or the honourable members that needs to talk to the manager are those ones who are present.
Technically, indeed, we are two. So yeah, we can. Because
legally, then when you are not there, you can't adopt something that you are not there. Okay, thank you so very much. That brings us to the last set of minutes, and you'll record as such, ne? Okay. No, it's the last. It was the last. He gave me your two one. Give me the other one. Yes. Okay. 6 September minutes, honourable members. Almost all of us were present. Can I check here where I was on this day?
Which day?
The 6th of September.
Yeah, you were there.
Oh, I was the acting chair.
You were elected acting chair. No, I'm so used to look
get my name this way.
Okay, Chloe. Hey, Shnana, just a little bit. Page 2. Oh, yeah, it's just an election of the acting chair. Yeah. Okay. So both of us, Honorable Dreyer, Ryder, both of us were new here, semi-new. Okay. May we get a move and a second on this one?
Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Mdawu and Honorable Dombela, for record purposes. Thank you so much. We are done with the minutes, honourable members. That will bring us to Free State Oversight Report. And I believe that we have gone through it, but I will also suggest that we go page by page, if you agree, so that when we go to the recommendations then, we know that it reflects what we observed when we were there. Okay, page 1. Just goes with our mandate and the purpose, which goes to page 2 in terms of the objectives of the oversight. And then it deals with the honorable members and support staff who were present. And page 3 is the other department, DPSA, and our entities that were with us, and DPME team as well. So, your page 2. Yes, Honorable Ndombe.
Thank you, Chairperson. Number 2, objectives of the oversight bullet number 5. Monitor a range of services. Should have been monitor a range of services offered by the NYDA. But the last sentence of the same bullet, I do not understand the connection between the first and the second, that sentence. Their role in monitoring provincial departments, or maybe someone can help here, but I don't understand the connection between the two.
Since you don't understand the connection, I suggest that we take it out, because they can't do oversight in terms of the other departments. Also, we must remember, even yesterday, we're still taking a resolution that says that the departments must make NYDA at the national level must ensure that it also signs the MOUs and also have a clear relationship in terms of the youth matters, economically empowering youth. Is that okay, honourable members, that we take out that line? Thank you. The spirit. Okay. When were you
married? I was an acting.
Oh. Oh yes, I remember now. Oh, okay. I thought you are still on your course of being mischievous. I know. Today. Okay. No, we are fine then. Thanks, Honorable Dombela. Let's bring us, honorable members, to page 4. Any English grammar corrections that you'd love to make? Honorable Dombela, your hand is up, sir.
Chairperson, there's a terrible mistake there.
Page 4,
the first paragraph. I don't think it's proper to confer a doctorate to Honorable Mr. Khosa. Because he's not a doctor, and it's totally not right. And he was not even here, and yet he's called Dr. Khosa. It should have been Dr. Khosa.
Z
with a Z. No, not you, Z.
No,
that one will be corrected accordingly.
Okay.
S will be Z.
Okay,
thank you. And it puts a challenge to you, Honorable Kosa.
To be a doctor.
To become one.
Oh.
Not
anymore.
Not anymore.
Yes, Obantabak.
There is a difference between Kosa. I know. One of us comes from the province. Kosa.
Yeah.
And Kosa, they come from my province. Okay. Any other things to say?
For honorable members?
For Malanda.
Okay. The Mtambela is here on top today. Page 5. Page 7? Yes, you refer to the page
5. Yes, from page 5. Thank you. The second paragraph. It says the NDP identifies the need to build a professional public service and capable and developmental state. So rather, it should be professional public service and a capable developmental state. And then the next sentence, now it seems to be going astray in terms of the content of that paragraph. It says, despite a professional, capable public service that delivers high quality public service, many of the objectives of the NDP will not be achieved. I don't know whether the scriber was thinking aloud or whether I might put it correctly to say was thinking aloud. There's no connection. It doesn't follow.
What do you suggest?
I'm suggesting that it be removed.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you can also just read the whole paragraph, that you still give to us the intention of the president.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Honourable members, there is a suggestion here.
It seems like we are fine because it doesn't change the spirit of the paragraph. Okay. Are you agreeing with me that I can move to page 6, Honorable Dombela? Yeah, and you'll agree with me that you're not going to take me back? Okay. Page 8, Honorable Members.
Sorry, do you just...
Honorable Joy. Yes, sir.
If I can just draw us back to the second paragraph on page 6.
Yes.
It says they're having achieved 92% of the strategic management.
Mm-hmm.
You can't achieve 92% of strategic management. I think it's perhaps strategic management predetermined outcomes.
Right. Let's add predetermined because it's on that financial year that they were presenting to us. Shall we add that predetermined of strategic management outcomes? Predetermined outcomes, objectives, outcomes. Yes, outcomes. We are back. Predetermined outcomes. In terms of your that performance plan, it talks to the outcomes at the end. Thank you, Honorable Dre. May we then go to page 7 if there's nothing more on page 6. page 8, honorable members. Yes, everything, ma'am.
The second paragraph.
Page, ma'am.
Page 8.
Okay.
Just look at the second sentence. Non-compliant with financial disclosures are not disciplined in failing to... It doesn't make sense. In failing to submit forms D after due date. What are we trying to say?
If I may, through you, Chairperson, if I may be about when I rephrase, then the sentence will then read, officials who are not complying with financial disclosure within prescribed period they should be penalized.
Yes, thank you. I think your sentence was right until they penalize, because now if you say we have to take necessary measures, because it's a lot, you know, necessary measures, it depends, yeah. Read it to us then. After you have put your brains together in the sentence. And while you are doing that, can I check with the members, do we agree with the recrafting of the, so that it can give a sense that there's got to be also compliance. It's not a matter of choice. But also actions, we cannot prescribe what form of a sanction should be put, but there must be a sanction in non-disclosure in terms of meeting the expected time. Honorable Fanevat, you've got your hand up. Why are you so obsessed with her hand? Even if it's because she doesn't raise her head and then you point at her all the time. No. No.
Then the sentence will read, officials who are not complying with financial disclosure. Government has to ensure necessary measures are taken.
Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Yongprot and Julius. Page 8 again. Any other?
The next sentence.
On the same paragraph, ma'am.
The same paragraph, just the next line. Against the non-compliance with financial disclosure should be against non-compliance.
But the way he was reading it, it captures everything. Yes, so we don't need to worry about. Then we have to delete what is written there. Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
So the rest goes
up. Yes, thank you so much. Page 9. Yes, ma'am. Oops, thanks. It's paragraph 1, 2, 3. The first sentence which says that recruitment and retention feed into the building of a performance culture in organization. Scientifically, that is not a measured statement.
but I'm sure we wanted to say something about the recruitment and retention, which I think it is based on saying when we recruit, we need to, you know, it's like putting a right person in the right job, isn't it? So that's what we wanted to say. Then that becomes then a very empirical statement that you can measure it. Okay. You can change that, but put it in that way, not the way it is here. Because we are saying recruitment and retention fit, no, into the building of the performance culture. That's not true. You see, scientifically, performance culture is based on a personal somebody's beliefs, cultures, attributes, and other things. This is what I'm trying to say. But I think all what we wanted to say was to say, let's recruit the right people for the right positions. Let us have a proper retention strategy to ensure that we avoid whatever brain poaching or whatever. I don't know what was, because I was not there, but I'm just saying there's something wrong with the paragraph. Okay.
Julius. Yeah. It's just that you just need, either you just, even you say, just to say, because we're making observations, that successful department and ensure that all other art departments, they do that, you see, because it needs to be like that. It makes it loose, as the center stands, as Honorable Dubazana says.
Thank you, Chair. Your Chair, I just wanted to recommend the sentence to craft the whole paragraph, that we need to say that departments need to ensure that personnel are recruited according to the skills, knowledge, and experience to ensure effective performance within the department. And secondly, because this is what you've been saying all years, all departments has to, I think this time they need to submit them, Chair, together with the committee members, to us now, because no one has ever submitted the retention strategy. All departments are to have retention strategy, especially or in particular on the scarce resources, human capital. That's it. Then we are done with that whole paragraph, because that's exactly what you wanted to say there.
You are right. Only to say that it was our observation that they were not in compliance with that.
Mm.
That paragraph, while it's good, but I believe that we must write, flag it in the back of your mind, Julius, so that when we are dealing with the recommendations, then it will be applicable. Because here, what we observed, that there was inconsistency.
I think
in terms,
you're right.
Yes.
Where I've ended, then you say this will improve the non-compliance. Or you mentioned all what you have observed.
Yes. So, but we'll take it to the recommendations, because that is what we are saying moving forward should be happening. But you crafted very well, ma'am.
Thank you.
But still, your first line needs to... Yes. Honorable Susan.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, no, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I will not cook. Page 10. Page 9, still Honourable Member.
Honourable Chair, still on page 9, the very last paragraph says, it starts out by saying, the standard covers how executive authorities delegate decision-making authority. It doesn't say what standard, I'm not sure what it's referring to. It just seems to have been dropped in there from somewhere else.
sorry, Chair. But I also add to, I also wanted to add to what he's saying, because I also had to add on what he's saying. When you say executive authorities, whom are you referring to? That's what I wanted to know. If you say executive, whom are you referring to? Are you referring to the NCOP and the Speaker of the Parliament? Whom are you referring to?
So what we need to say that, Julius, is that if this is a Free State report, what we observed in Free State is that the executive authority doesn't, they don't delegate decision making that is supposed to be delegated to the DGs. Is it the DGs, provincial DGs, yeah. Because if you recall that in Dombela, that what we discovered is that, I think it was the, not the DG of health, in terms when we, I hope I'm not confusing the provinces here, about recruitment, about the recruitment and also the turnaround of that. Was it, I can't remember, but there was something that we picked up here that others, they were claiming that they don't have the delegated authority to do something. I can't remember what was it. Yeah. Just remind us. So that it does also reflect what we observe there here. Because it's the,
No, what I'm trying to agree with the Honourable Member from Belfast is that as you present this report in the House and you talk about executive authorities, it says something totally different to the members of the National Assembly. Now, if you talk about the members of executive committee, those are the MECs. There is no, they've got no authority. The authority lies with the NA and the NCOP chairperson. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at clarity, on intake, I wanted to say executive authority in this regard. We're referring. Members of the executive committee. I was just saying to on the report we were referring to the MEC, to the MECs. Executive authority. Yeah.
Members of the executive.
All right. Members of the executive.
Yeah,
right.
There's no A.
All right. All right. And then I would also want to clarify the question by Honourable about the standard. The standard here we are referring to the human resource management, because if you read the report from the, let's say from page 8, then because MPET has got 4 standards, so in the standard here we are referring to this particular, the one, the HR standard. So if you start reading from the back, then you'll be able to relate it to which standard are we referring to.
Probably for because the point that is driving at is that for a person who was not part of the oversight, who was not here in the meeting when you're dealing with the report, probably then you put HR in brackets here, this standards, but in brackets here HR HRM standards, so that it does make a sense to somebody who's not part of the or the author of the report, as it were.
Thank you. That will bring us to page 10, Honourable Member.
Amongst other delegations
and developed by some departments are not according to the prescribed format. Are you talking about the challenges amongst the challenges?
What's the standard?
I think it goes, you need to start at the previous line. The following highlights, not highlighted, the following highlights are some of the key factors attributed to the compliance challenges in this standard. Amongst these are the delegations as developed.
These are the delegations as developed by some departments. And then stop.
Which are not done according to late night talking.
Yeah, but we get the essence that we are trying to say here. What honourable members are saying. You will try and recraft it, then we can just go through it later. Yeah. Still on page 10, honourable members.
In the last sentence, in some cases not all pages of the delegation document are initialed, and some delegations do not conform to the latest amendment to the
anything on page 10? That isn't on that. No, that isn't on that. Has got his then.
That's can I be assisted? Can I get assistance with the sense of the first first sentence of the fourth paragraph, page 10, that says of 12 provincial departments, 58 are performing beyond compliance. Can I get a sense of that? 58% are performed beyond compliance. What does that mean?
All right, this is the how Free State Honorable Ntombela have reported reported in terms of the MPET has got 4 levels, so it means this sentence it then quantify that their departments 58% of which I cannot tell with the figure of how many departments out of this 58 that have performed beyond that level 4 in terms of the MPET. So it means that they've performed. It's the same like when someone have got targets and you exit. So they've exited that.
Has the report that was presented?
Yeah.
Honourable members, page 11. Thanks, Honorable Van Jongbloed. That will bring us to page 12.
Chair, just a moment.
Over
yes. I was going to sit this one out because I didn't, go to the Free State. Paragraph 2 at the bottom. That's an important one. Yes, on page 11. I was hoping somebody would pick it up. The suppliers refers to time submission. That should be either timely or timeous. Okay. Because that's what they have to submit in time. So it's a timeous submission, not just time.
But Honourable Dao, you must know that even though you are not there, but also the report must make sense to you when you read it, so that it gives you a true a picture that you are able to comprehend it.
I'm working with you, and when you're missing, I'll come in. Yeah.
Page 12. No, Benga, I didn't say we shouldn't comment. I was saying he still has got his hand up when we said we must proceed. Yeah. Okay. Page 12. Page 12, Honourable Members. However,
no, the one that affects the problems in achieving 100%. Is it affect or prevent?
It's page 12 for the second paragraph, the third line, where it starts with however.
Yeah, the Department of Education has not submitted the SDIPs which prevent the problems from achieving
100%. Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, you are quite right. Thanks.
So, which prevents from achieving.
Thank you.
So,
it's which prevents from achieving, because they couldn't achieve because of this department.
Honourable Chair, it also says they insert graph, and I presume we're going to still do that.
We have to, otherwise we have to change.
Otherwise we can draw our own one.
No, but are we going to be in a position to provide that graph?
I think the best is just to not take it out.
Because you have to take it out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Still on page 12, Honourable Members. No, you wanted to be more technical here. Okay. Page 13, Honourable Members. Yes, Honourable Duff,
let's just take clarity on the last bullet. The submission of progress reports against the submitted SDIPs is still a challenge, right? It is attributed to insufficiency, right, and minimal top management buy-in. What did you observe there? And minimal top management buy-in and support you.
There was a lesser buy-in of the top management. Minimum is leaking, eh? Low leaking.
No, what I'm trying to say, Chair, is that we need to be specific. What exactly is it? Because SDPIs is the Service Delivery Improvement Plan, which are very critical. Now, if you are saying, you need to be very clear, there's a minimal top management by, and exactly what are we saying? Are we saying, for me, SDPIs are very critical. So, are we saying,
Julia?
All right. If I may clarify, the provincial department during our oversight, they've highlighted that lack of buy-in from most of senior managers in the department, especially when they are inviting the Office of the Premier inviting department to come participate in the forum of the forum for that deals with SD, service delivery improvement plans in the province. So they tend to send junior staff. Yeah.
Yes, for me, Chairperson, is very critical that when the Office of the Premier design conferences or workshops on the SDIPs, there is no support. Instead, the department sends junior staff to engage with the SDIPs. It shows that there is just a lack of interest of improving services or building the proper plans.
Chair, that's what I'm saying. I'm suggesting that to obviate that issue, substitute buy-in with support, lack of support. Then it's simple. Then everybody will understand that the seniors don't support this thing.
They send junior leaders. Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Because
no, thanks. Thank you. Okay, honorable members, are we fine? Honorable Dwazan. Yes. Okay, that brings us to some centers and brings us to page 14, honorable members.
The very first line, Chair. The first generation targeted one Tusong service centre in each district December 2004. Is that by December 2004 or before or until or in? I presume it's by, if you consider that the previous page says that the program was initiated in 1999. So then in each district by December 2004 would make sense.
Also, Honorable Dreyer, you know why I'm saying because I'm reading that what you are correcting here, that the second line again says that the first generation targeted on Tusong centers in each district December 2004. You said by the next sentence again, the second generation targeted one Tusong center in each local municipality by 2014. Because all Tusong centers are more within municipalities. Is it not more the same thought?
Chair, sorry, no, I think the first one should then, if you want to stipulate, in each district municipality, because it says district and then the next one is each local, so perhaps. Yeah.
In terms of social planning, a district municipality doesn't have land. It's only at local municipalities. So how do you then distinguish between the two in terms of the Tusong centers? If you separate, you can say that in each municipality,
Thank you, Chair. Just to clarify the two sentences, I think the emphasis there was just a historical, sort of historical background with regard to the Tucson Service Centers. Because the first sentence tried to emphasize the first phase of the Tucson Service Center, at which were implemented at the district municipalities by that time, well, into the first generation. And the second one, that's when government then say, let's spread this Tucson Service Center to the local government in 2014. Yes, yes, yeah. So it's the evolution of the Tucson Service Center. Yeah.
So you are saying, but still, this by December 2004, that's when we ask everyone.
Okay, honourable members, shall we then any comment on same page 14? Oh, okay. Page 15, honourable members.
The first paragraph, G.
Page 15, yes, sir.
Yeah, the first sentence, can we make it? The following three Tucson service centers are no longer functional. And then the three names, Quaqua, Franklin, and Windsor. Don't have to say the centers again. And then the next sentence, the reason cited for the closure, because it's only one reason, the reason cited for the closure of these centers was lack of office space, not space.
Chairperson, let's go to 4.1.4, Public Service Commission. It says the Provincial Public Service Commission was requested to brief the committee on the state of the public service in monitoring and implementation of basic values and principles. Am I reading it correctly? Is it what it means?
The committee on the state of the public service
in monitoring
the implementation of basic values and principles.
Okay.
In monitoring the implementation.
I get it now. Now can you then look at the next sentence? Moreover, report on the service delivery inspection conducted in the province. Is it?
It doesn't tally.
Yeah. Then we take it out.
I suggest that it should say and report.
Yeah. It should be a long sentence.
Yeah.
Because we don't have
a
then is requested to brief the committee on the reports of the service delivery inspection conducted in the province. Thank you. Thank you.
Honourable members, we are moving slowly fast. I can see
the third paragraph, the one that started in 2016-17.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the third sentence, it says the Department of Health reported the highest number of grievances, with 221 grievances, with 7 grievances and certain vaccines. Did we have 7 grievances or only 3?
Seven were not those ones were attended to. I talk for the 221 grievances registered. I don't know if they reported. There were only 7 that were attended to.
I think this one, I think the best way of on this one is just to look at their reports and then make a confirmation on this particular, so that because we cannot assume, we should be guided by their reports.
Honourable members, that will bring me to page 17. Honourable Tuwasa, no, thank you. The whole page 17, I just want to get an understanding whether these observations or it's just an information that is enriching the committee.
Information that is here is the information that was presented. Was presented in a formal meeting by the Public Service Commission, and then some of the information is when the members were deliberating, engaging with the report.
Page 18, honourable members.
Wait, really look at the first paragraph.
Are you in page 18 now?
Page 18.
Okay.
That time should be found yesterday. And not found it. But the next sentence.
The best is in the best sentence, right?
Yeah. The next one refers to a textbook being delivered. Now it says here that the Department of Education says that and it all seems that it's 900, I've missed the 905 on it. Okay,
oh.
Sorry, I see the 95 now. I mean 10% is still outstanding. Okay.
If there's not anything more on page 18, honourable members, may we move to page 19? Honourable Dombela?
The very first sentence of paragraph 1.
Page
19. Universitas Hospital is the only central hospital which provides services to the Free State community, or it should say providing services to the Free State community. Not just provides, which provides. Maybe we have left out which. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. I think then the last two sentences of that same paragraph are also problematic. It says, patients who arrive and are not referred, they are assessed and then referred. I'm not sure what's trying to be said there. It's perhaps patients who arrive are not referred. Perhaps Anne needs to disappear there. And then the very last sentence says there is a unit at referral area. That doesn't say anything.
When we went there, there was a section, that a unit that also was only attending to the referrers, where they also wait in. So we must craft to capture that spirit that we observed there, that it was a specialized referral unit, not necessarily the way we've written it here, so that it does capture the actual and it makes logic. Because of the systems of health that I'm aware of, I think what you're supposed to say walk-in patients are assessed then referred.
No. What happens there is not necessarily walk-in. The walk-in
just
one.
Come in.
Because this hospital is a provincial hospital, so there are feeding points that people coming from various clinics and other, I don't know what they call it, clinics, health areas within the neighboring area. So they come in, delivered by the ambulance, and then they get treated there, and then they also then wait for the ambulance to take them back. So those are referrals that are referred to this hospital.
No, Che, it says patients who arrive. Once you say that patients who arrive, the medical system is those patients that just walk in. They walk in, whether they walk in through the ambulance or picked on the street.
Oh.
He was not referred by a medical doctor. He was not referred by a nursing practitioner. So he was dropped in, whether by the ambulance or by anything or by the car. So we say in medicine, they were walked in, they get assessed, then they get referred. I think this is what you observed too. Which they came with the ambulances, whether they were coming from wherever, but again, those were just because they walked in. So you assess them in the district hospital, then you refer them to the tertiary hospital, which is the central hospital. That's where they were referred. They get referred to a central hospital, which is a tertiary hospital.
Okay, I think you know this field more than some of us. We can't claim anything on that space, because I know that if I'm dropped by the ambulance, I'm dropped by the ambulance. Whether do I will use the wheelchair or I walk in, but I was dropped by the ambulance. Did you capture the spirit of what we observed there in terms of those ones? Okay, that will still bring us to page 19, if there's anything. I wish we could adopt this oversight report immediately after the oversight, while it's still fresh in our minds, because we end up very empowered, some of us. There's a lot that has happened thereafter. If there's no hand, if I may, honourable members, shall we move to page 21? Call 20, page 20, my apology. Okay, you may start.
On page 20, under the Kalanami Regional Hospital, towards the middle, the sentence starting with on arrival to meet the Kalanami, and it should be on arrival at the Kalanami. Because you arrive already there. Okay, and then the sentence starting with the chairperson of the school, a moody, I would suggest that you say request as per the request of patients, not be patients, because it's not all of them, of patients at the Elizabeth Hospital, who cited bad health
because it was one person.
Yes.
Let alone that she was angry.
Yeah. As per the request of, so we might say this patient, a patient. Okay. A patient at University Hospital who cited bad service. And you can end this sentence there. And then the next paragraph, the hospital has a staff complement of 1 or 1365 staff complements, so that's not the other needed, isn't it? A staff complement of 1356. And then?
Oh yes, the number to go towards the,
yeah,
to the end, yes.
A staff complement of that, and then the sentence starting with the hospital. The hospital has an existing clinic to the hospital has an existing clinic to assist first time or new patients before being referred for admission.
Mm-hmm.
Then you cut out a whole lot of and then maintenance of the infrastructure shouldn't be is a main challenge because it wasn't then, it still is a main challenge. And the next paragraph, the hospital acknowledged the stench smell. Is it it's one of the two, the stench or the smell? No,
the stench.
I suggest that the sentence reads like this. The article acknowledged the stench, however they indicated that it is not permanent but as a result of the piping system in the basement. The article designed and drafted roofing. How can drafted roofing cause the stench? Anyway,
it's
Page 20,
paragraph
30
from the bottom.
The article acknowledged.
Oh, no, the second
paragraph
from the bottom.
However, they indicated that it is not permanent, but as a result of the piping system in the basement, the hospital designed and rusted.
It's an age rusted pipeline.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's rusted piping rather than rusted roofing.
No, the pipe is
the
main pipe.
Yeah.
From the top part, they go from bottom, from up to the bottom. So it was because of those age parts.
Okay.
Which of course, obviously, it's a two-layer building, a story building or three-layer, it depends on the floors. Then it does affect the leaking roof as well, but the main part is the
edge
cut.
Just before you pass, I didn't pick it up in case you missed it. That the committee that complained, it should be complained, not complaint. Ne? The committee complained, not complaint.
And there's the stench smell. It's either a stench or a smell.
Yeah, stench.
It's stench. We take out the smell.
Yeah,
we agree. Throw out, we take out.
Stench. Yeah. Smaller.
And actually in the second line of the same third line, they have taken out here. Yeah. Okay. Anything on that page, honorable members? Honorable Dre?
Chair, sorry, just to go back to page 19, that middle paragraph, and I'm sorry to take us back, but it just says there's a high vacancy rate in the hospital. I was trying to work out what it was. It's actually a high staff vacancy rate, because a high vacancy rate means that you don't have people lying in the beds.
Yeah.
Just to correct that, add that one word.
Thank you, Honorable Ryder. You've got it, Jay? Mascola? Mm-hmm. It's page 19. Mm-mm. He was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Ryder, can you just repeat for us?
Just on page 19, it says that there's a high vacancy rate in the hospital. The that indicates perhaps that there's a lack of patience. So I said just to write there, high staff vacancy rate.
Thank you so much. That will bring us to page 21. If there's nothing more on page 20, honorable members.
Can't we just say there under Bongani Regional Hospital that the committee was of the delegates, not the entire committee? But it should be not. You can say the committee, yeah.
Mm.
The committee was welcomed by the, could be representing.
No, the committee, yeah.
And welcomed by Honorable Mattel's brother, Dr. Dima.
Okay. If we are fine, honorable members, with that page, that will bring us to page 22. Be in order if I go to page 23.
Yes.
Page
23.
Okay.
Starting with a ward council. A ward council there. Should be councillor. Raising frustration about the condition of the hospital, he appealed to the committee to intervene in assisting the hospital to respond, provide its full mandate, exercise or carry out or whatever. What shall we do? Exercise its full mandate.
Yeah, it's exercise. Or to perform exercise?
Or perform.
Perform, yeah. Yeah. Perform its core, yes. Thank you, honorable members. That will bring us to page 24. Page 25.
Thank you, Chair. Second paragraph starts with long queues will also contribute.
Honorable Ryder, you start by the page number.
Mm-hmm. Page 25.
All the time.
You start through the page number, Chair. I was just following your lead. Chair, page 25. First paragraph says long queues were also contributed by the Lesotho border as they do not use biometric technology. I think if you want to identify the problem, you know, must identify that it's not the border that's the problem, it's the border control or the influx control, etc. And you need to table that properly so that the appropriate department is highlighted and made aware.
It's the border control.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. With that, would I be in order to go to page 26? Okay. Page 27. No comments on young people. It's fine. Observations now. May I, on this one, honourable members, go point by point? 5.1, 5.2.
5.3, 5.4. Can we just go back to 5.3?
Mm-hmm.
And the third line, the committee was concerned of certain departments, of certain certain groups. About?
Yes. Thank you for that. 5.5 then. Okay, 5.6. Honourable members.
Let's complete again, eh?
Let's
read the Department of Home Affairs complained.
Complained. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right on that one, yeah, thanks.
5.21. Recommendations, honorable members. Judicial Commission,
assigned in terms of the provincial commissioner, not commission, because we're interacting with the provincial commissioner. We just need to ask this. 6.1.
The second sentence, which starts by the page 32, the Department of Health should. There's some repetition, so I'm proposing that if you can just say the Department of Health should provide regular service delivery monitoring to improve and develop the plans. Because there's a repetition of words. I think it was just a mistake. You repeat the should, you repeat.
You repeat
improvement. So it was just a repetition. At the 6.2.
Did you get it, Julius?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Honorable Lamini.
6.3.
Dos? Honorable Tuwaza?
Okay, no, you're right. If you can just, if maybe from now on, as on the way, say executive authority, we change that.
Oh, yeah, throughout.
Throughout, right.
Thank you. 6.3,
the sentence starts with, the committee proposed the establishment of an independent committee. The last sentence.
You've got it.
Thank you, Honorable Tuwaza. Thanks, Honorable.
No, my
concern is about the recommendation by the committee on the very same recommendation. The committee proposed establishment an independent committee comprising of key stakeholders to assess or evaluate performance of the accounting officers. I think the committee wanted to say something there because there was a lack of monitoring, I'm assuming, because I was not there. But what do you mean by independent committee? And then you say with relevant key stakeholders, who are these stakeholders? Can't you just be say exactly what you wanted, what do you propose that day, what you saw that day, and what you are proposing? Because if I am a reader now, I don't understand what exactly you wanted to say there as a reader.
The performance agreement of the PGs, and there must be a committee that deals with that. You're suggesting that. I hope I'm not confusing the problem, but yeah, they didn't have any committee, a body that then will recommend to the executive members of the executive whether they have performed or not. There was no body.
Then what I'm requesting as a committee, not because these are our recommendations. Yeah, there should be some alignment, because now the DPME is held actually in their MP. What do you call that, MP to something? Yeah. The MPED, yes. The MPED, thank you, sis, and Julius. The MPED stipulates so clearly that all the DGs are employed within a particular contract, and they are to be evaluated, although they are not being evaluated, but they are. The contract is there, the policy is there. So now that's why I'm saying, if we are saying us as the committee, now we must have that independent. Don't you think it's more like we are duplicating something? Don't you need to omit that, sis, maybe? I don't know.
I think I'm suggesting that we leave that line, because the line on top, we are saying that the DPSA should spearhead the process of assisting the executive committee in drafting the performance agreement and alignment with the service delivery outcomes. Yes, we leave it there. But less with service delivery outcomes, we include not deliver, service delivery outcomes. Because for us then, moving forward is to follow up with GPSA, whether they have done this. Okay, 6.4. Honorable Ryder.
Honorable Chair, as a recommendation, 6.4 is similar to writing a letter to Father Christmas at the North Pole, okay? We're saying this must happen, but we're not actually recommending any action or anything to follow through. So I think that if you look at page 30, 5.1 or 5.16 ties in with this, and there it recommends that a team be established. So I think that our the recommendation of this report should be that a team is established between Public Works and Health Department. But who's going to establish that? I think there needs to be a bit of a firmer kind of idea, instead of just saying, you know, it would be nice if we had peace in the world. You know, that what we're saying here is not actually driving any action.
But the principal responsible department is Public Works. As to how he does it in terms of the end part of it, I don't think we should be more concerned with the committee. So we must instruct in terms of our recommendation that the Department of Public Works should ensure the maintenance of government buildings. But actually they are responsible for government buildings, maintenance of all government buildings.
Chair, are we making a firm recommendation for something to happen, or are we just saying in an ideal world it would be nice if Public Works did it? Remember, I sit on that portfolio committee already, and these recommendations come out of all different departments, and they go...
No, actually we do have an advantage that we did also call Public Works here, came before us. Okay. We are fully aware that they've outsourced the main core mandate of their work, but also at the end of the day, they're the ones that need to account at this level. So it will be wrong for us then to dually delegate that one or instruct that a certain department must do it across the board. But if we are dealing with the principal person that is supposed to be responsible for the maintenance and upkeeping of our facilities, then it's Public Works. And what is your view? I want to get... But the only person that we can say should be doing that is Public Works directly. I know they've got their own issues there.
But I hope Father Christmas won't come.
I've got nothing much, my chairperson, on this one, because I mean this committee recommendation and.
No, I was referring to you not to comment, but to say to craft it in such a way that it gives that spirit that there is somebody, one person that is responsible for that and must account to us. At a certain stage.
Well, we can act on the recommendation for the purpose of action, as Honourable Drag has suggested. Then even your chairperson, you indicated that the Public Works is the principal department on this particular recommendation. Therefore, it means that we can request the Department of Public Works to take the lead in establishing such a team.
And then
we have the answer there. We have the answer there.
Uh-huh.
6.4, take out the first sentence.
Okay.
And then start with the Department of Public Works. And then it stands.
Then everything is in order then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably
when we are writing, we also write as if we are still doing the observations.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, that will bring us then to 6.5. Ryder?
Thank you, Chair. I think 6.5 and 6.6 go hand in hand together. And going back to the comments that were that were made in the body of the report, I think that the issue that was highlighted is that there is no legislative or policy framework for Tusong centres to be built around. So would it not be logical, therefore, to suggest that a policy or legislation be developed in this regard as one of these two recommendations, to include that into the recommendations?
Must be finalized, because there is a process that they reported prior to our visit to the Free State. So it must be finalized as soon as possible. Although as soon as possible is open-ended as well. But hopefully when we are dealing then with the department, because we did in one of our meetings set up a deadline in terms of when as to when they have to come back to report to us, because that report, if other members will recall, that is still at that time they said it's still going to be presented before the cabinet. So hopefully now they should have, because we said in their next quarterly report, and the report also they must include that in their report. So we must say it must be finalized as soon as possible, so that it captures that. I agree with you. I think all of us, we are in agreement with your point on
Then, which means in terms of that 6.5 and 6.6, then it comes out, it becomes 6.5, because it will also inform the other departments as well. So our first one is 6.5, Julia, so then 6.7 will be our 6.6. 6.7 in terms of the report for now. I will look slowly to check the hands, and I will move to
6.9. The last sentence is negative impact on people's travel. The first line, it shouldn't be failed, it should be failed. And failed is a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
And that, yes, that the statement, the department must, we can't do that, they should, because if they don't do it, we could say they must, and they don't do it what then?
And we don't have
to. We don't have a master.
Okay, 6.11 and 6.12. With the Public Service Commission, but we use the right word. 6.13.
Okay, no, it's not on 6.13, it's now hopefully on 6.14. I note that the handling of grievances was highlighted in the body of the report as something that's not being done effectively. So I think we saw that 1.5% of grievances are finalized in a reasonable period of time, which is not really acceptable. As public service and administration, I think that should be a focus area as well, that we should also find a recommendation about ensuring that grievances, and certainly, I mean, many grievances are valid, and if someone comes to work with a grievance over their head, it affects their output. So I think that either a policy or a process or something needs to be designed around dealing with grievances to finalization within a reasonable period of time.
Honourable
on the same point.
Well, in addition
to that. Okay.
Well, Chair, I think we must also, seeing our program for this year sort of fixed, but I think we should go back, when I joined this committee at the beginning of the year, is we called for departments to appear. And I think we should, with all these oversights we've done now during this year, I think there's a big lack of frontline services. And I think we intended to call health before, which we haven't. Good.
Julius, if you can capture that point of Honourable Ryder.
If members will recall that DPSA, in one of their presentation also, they did inform us that they've got a disciplinary committee, a specialized one, which its intention is to speed up and close the disciplinary issues. So if we can insert that 6.14, yeah, it would be 6.13 actually, which would be the new point, to say that the DPSA must ensure that that committee, I can't remember the word that the DG will use for that committee of senior management that were trained to deal with disciplinary cases, that they must make sure that they close within the expected time. Do we have any time frame that is put under HR for disciplinary hearings to be closed and all that? There's no prescribed time. But reasonable time. Yeah. Let's say at a reasonable time.
Without delay.
Without delay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And the last one. So we should put it also, although it's pending, but for the purpose of this report, that we should the portfolio committee. I'm just checking. I'm thinking aloud of this one. And it's not a point. Is that? Do you put a recommendation in terms of that you are intending to have a joint sitting with the health committee? No. That one is more of an action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Then that will bring us to the end of our Free State report then. Members, I would suggest that we have gone through the report, we have made necessary amendments. I will put two suggestions. One is that we approve it with the recommendations, with the amendments, and we let it go, so that also we can also action the issues that we have put there, so that it can be processed with the trust that and hope that the team Julius will ensure that everything that we have raised here is also included. And of course, he will send back to us to give us by the end of this week, if there are no other comments, without also changing the spirit, only changing the grammar and all that, then they can process it with the administration protocol. Is that okay, Honourable Members? May I then get the mover? Honourable Youngblood, seconded by Honourable Dombela. Thank you so very much, Honourable Members. That will bring us to the Public Service Commission Amendments Act. It has been secret to us this morning. Just to refresh the members' memory, is that the last time when we were engaging with this, we agreed that on that day we there was a feeling that we must approve it on the same day, but also there was a request that was made by members to say let's just go back so that also we can sleep over it, looking for a better weight, and in our next meeting we're going to accept it. Do we adopt or accept it? We recommend. But to allow the amendment to go through the parliamentary process as it were, because there are other legal processes that we need to follow. So it's before us then to give it a no and say yes, that it can get processed accordingly. That was the only thing that was outstanding. Other than that, we did exhaust it more than enough. So I would love to get a mover and a seconder on that space. I move, you move. Seconder? Okay, Honorable Kosa does second, noting that some of us probably we might still take it to the our caucuses as well as anybody else, but it has to go through the parliamentary processes because there are processes. Julius?
All right, Chairperson, I think well, the committee have agreed on the amendment. We still have to next week, possibly by next week, to adopt the report on the amendment by the committee. So I'm just saying, next week on the agenda we will have that item of adoption of the report of the amendment. No, now what we are doing, the committee. Yes, we are formally adopting, recommending the adoption in the House. But then we still have to, the committee still has to adopt the report that will then be ATC'd. So for next week we'll then have that.
No, it's fine. Yeah, no, I get it. No, that's fine. That's in order. Honourable members, that will bring us to the conclusion. Others safe to say yesterday, by the way, just to re-emphasize the promise that I made yesterday, that I have written to the minister. Fortunately, the DPSA is appearing before us next week. And also the item that is before us, that they are going to be reporting to us, it deals with the HR issues. So it will be within the report itself that they will be presenting to us. Thank you very much, Honourable members. The meeting stands adjourned until next week.